Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little distance from the land. And he sat down and continued teaching the crowds from the boat. Now when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Simon responded and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both of the boats to the point that they were sinking. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And likewise also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not fear, from now on you will be catching people. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
Perform healing. Some men were carrying when they did not find any way to bring him in. Because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven.
Scribes and the Pharisees began thinking of the implications, saying, who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin except God? So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home. And immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying. After that, he went out and looked at a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. And he left everything behind and got up and began following him. And Levi gave a big reception for him in his house. And there was a large crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. And Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling to his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered and said to them, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. And they said to him, the disciples of John often fast and offer prayers. The disciples of the Pharisees also do the same, but yours eat and drink. And Jesus said to them, you cannot make the attendants of the groom fast while the groom is with them. The days will come, and when the groom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. And he was also telling them a parable. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, you will both tear the new and the patch.